Hello students, let us go to the next part of the lesson, climate. The topics for study today are the onset of the monsoon and withdrawal and the seasons. Now, the monsoon winds are pulsating in nature. The duration of monsoon is between 100 to 120 days from early June to mid-September. Around the time of its arrival, the normal rainfall increases suddenly and continues constantly for several days. This is known as the burst of monsoon. The monsoon arrives at the southern tip of the Indian peninsula by the first week of June. It then proceeds into two branches, the Arabian Sea branch and the Bay of Bengal branch. The Arabian Sea branch reaches Mumbai about 10 days later on, approximately the 10th of June. The Bay of Bengal branch also advances rapidly and arrives in Assam in the first week of June. By mid-June, the Arabian Sea branch of the monsoon arrives over Saurashtra, Kutch and the central part of India. Delhi generally receives the monsoon showers from the Bay of Bengal branch by the end of June. By the first week of July, western Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana and eastern Rajasthan experience the monsoon. Withdrawal or the retreat of the monsoon is a more gradual process. The withdrawal of the monsoon begins in northwestern states of India by early September, and by mid-October, it withdraws completely from the northern half of the peninsula. Then now let us look at the seasons. The monsoon type of climate is characterized by a distinct seasonal pattern. The weather conditions change a lot from one season to the other, and we can identify four main seasons for India. The cold weather season or winter, the hot weather season or summer, the advancing monsoon and the retreating monsoon with some regional variations. Now let us look at the cold weather season or winter. The cold weather season begins from mid-November in northern India and stays till February. December and January are the coldest months in the northern part of India. The temperature decreases from north to the south. The average temperature of Chennai is between 24 to 25 degrees Celsius, while in the northern plain it ranges between 10 degrees to 15 degrees Celsius. A characteristic feature of the cold weather season over the northern plains is the inflow of cyclonic disturbances from the west and the northwest. These low pressure systems originate over the Mediterranean Sea and move into India. They cause the much needed winter rains over the plains and snowfall in the mountains. Although the total amount of winter rainfall, locally known as Mahavat, is small, it is of immense importance for the cultivation of Rabi crops. The peninsular region does not have a well-defined cold season. Now let us go to the hot weather season or summer. The influence of the shifting of the heat belt can be seen clearly from temperature recordings taken during March and May. In March, the highest temperature is about 38 degrees Celsius recorded on the Deccan Plateau. Temperatures in Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh are around 42 degrees Celsius. In May, the temperature is 45 degrees Celsius in the northwestern part of the country. In peninsular India, temperatures remain lower due to the moderating influence of the oceans. A striking feature of the hot weather season is the loo. These are strong, gusty, hot, dry winds blowing during the day over the north and northwestern India. Dust storms are very common during the month of May in northern India. These storms bring temporary relief as they lower the temperature and may bring light and cool breeze. This is also the season for localized thunderstorms associated with violent winds, torrential downpours, often accompanied by hail. And in West Bengal, these storms are known as Kal Baisakhi. Towards the close of the summer season, pre-monsoon showers are common, especially in Kerala and Karnataka. They help in the ripening of mangoes and are hence called mango showers. Now let us go to the rainy season. By early June, the low pressure condition over the northern plains intensifies. It attracts the trade winds of the southern hemisphere. These southeast trade winds originate over the warm subtropical areas of the southern oceans. They cross the equator and blow in a southwesterly direction, entering the Indian peninsula as the southwest monsoon. As these winds blow over warm oceans, they bring abundant moisture. Early in the season, the windward side of the Western Ghats receives very heavy rainfall. The Deccan Plateau and Madhya Pradesh also receive some rainfall. But the maximum rainfall of the season is received in the northeastern part of the country, and Mosinram in Meghalaya receives the highest rainfall in the world. Another phenomenon associated with the monsoon is its tendency to have breaks. It has wet and dry spells. These breaks in monsoon are related to the movement of the monsoon trough. Then the retreating monsoon. During October-November, with the apparent movement of the sun towards the south, the monsoon trough or the low pressure trough over the northern plains becomes weaker. This is replaced by a high pressure system. The southwest monsoon winds weaken and start withdrawing gradually. The retreat of the monsoon is marked by clear skies and rise in temperature. The land is still moist and there is high temperature and humidity. This is known as October heat. The low pressure conditions over northwestern India get transferred to the Bay of Bengal. It is associated with the occurrence of cyclonic depressions. These cyclones cross the eastern coasts of India, causing heavy rain and destruction. Sometimes these cyclones arrive at the coasts of Orissa, West Bengal, and Bangladesh.